Washington lawmakers have approved a nearly 12 cents per gallon gas tax increase, but as of 6:15 a.m., the state Senate failed to muster a two-thirds vote to suspend a voter-approved class size measure. That could put a $2 billion hole in the freshly passed two-year budget. These developments capped a marathon overnight session in Olympia as lawmakers meet in a third special session. Democrat Pat Sullivan is House Majority Leader. He says there's still time left on the clock to resolve the outstanding issues.
You know, we have 30 days from when we were called in, so we've got about 26 more left, yeah. But our hope is we can wrap it up in a day. I mean, this is, we're very close. We're just at the verge, and then we can finish up.
Late Tuesday night, Governor Jay Inslee did sign into law the state's new operating budget. That averted a partial government shutdown starting Wednesday. However, that budget assumes the class size measure is suspended. A group of Democrats in the Washington Senate have suggested they might agree to suspend the initiative, but in exchange, they want Republicans to agree to suspend a biology exam requirement that's keeping some 2,000 Washington high school students from graduating.